Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. Police are investigating a deadly home invasion in Tacony yesterday morning. Happened around 4 a.m. Detectives say two masked gunmen climbed up the back of a house on Walker Street near Wellington, shimmied their way inside a window and went into the bedroom of a 9-year-old, stole his cell phone, and then held a 33-year-old woman at gunpoint demanding money. That's when the woman's boyfriend came in. Homicide Captain Jason Smith says he interrupted the robbery.
He either arrived at that location and came in and interrupted the robbery, or perhaps he was down in the basement. But he was certainly not discovered by the robbers when they made entry.
KYW's Kristen Johansson reports both burglars were shot. One of them died.
One of the alleged burglars is 24-year-old Elvin Luriano Ubiera, who was shot in the left arm and is expected to be charged. The other is a 23-year-old man who was shot in the chest and died. Smith says it looks like a case of self-defense.
It wouldn't appear at this point in time that this individual faces the possibility of a murder charge.
Detectives believe the incident may be connected to drugs. The future of Hahnemann Hospital remains up in the air, but St. Christopher's fate was settled yesterday when a bankruptcy court okayed the sale of the hospital to Drexel University and Tower Health. St. Christopher's bankrupt parent company, Academic Health System, says it's pleased with the sale. Drexel and Tower Health will pay $50 million for the 144-year-old pediatric hospital. They hope to take over operations by the end of the year. Both sides of the transaction have promised a seamless transition. The second busiest train station in the region is finally in line with the law guaranteeing access for disabled people, as a major milestone is completed in the $48 million renovation of the Paoli train station. 78 trains a day go through Paoli, but it was built in the 1950s with steep steps to and from the outbound parking lot and a low platform that required climbing steps to get off and on the train. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert was at the unveiling of some of the station's upgrades.
Different Township Supervisors Chair Murph Wysocki describes it as the station they've needed in Paoli, but also the station they want.
Whether you want to use Amtrak to New York, whether you want to go to Washington, or whether you just want to go to Philly or Harrisburg.
The renovated station now has elevators, improved walkways, and a raised platform that allows passengers to board without climbing steps onto the train.
The next step for the project will be to build an adjacent lot with better parking and easier access from the street. Well, remember this guy, the one who helped pull people out of a burning apartment building in Parkside early yesterday morning? When he spoke to CBS3, he even managed to get in a shot at the Eagles.
My man just started throwing babies out the window. Wow. We was catching them, unlike Aguilar.
Well, that criticism got back to the Eagles wide receiver, who is a very good sport. Aguilar tweeted, "Thank you for being a hero in the community. Would like to invite you and your family to the next home game. Twitter, help me out and get me in touch with him." That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.